This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Pat show. So I will say quickly hello to the guys from the Project Radio who come into the studio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Rob.
And who have we got? Because this is on the radio and you can't see. But to my left,
Nigel.
And I'm Nick.
Now, the clue here, who Nigel knew is Nick, is Nigel will be the one who's chewing gum.
So you can tell he doesn't sing the songs.
Well, you see, they're going to have a professional spat already. We're going to chat to the guys in a second. But just so we know what's all about, we'll have a tune from the guys, and we'll have a little break, and then we'll come back. And, well, I shall try and be a Jeremy Paxman with a funny hat on.
Phoenix FM.
Now they're back in the studio of the Project Rain. Hello, guys.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
We'll just drop that down underneath it, because that's quite loud, isn't it? It's in right in my ears.
Oh,
how are you?
We're good this morning, nice and early. Just reflecting on how we're going to compete with that event for the first aid for animals. We have no essential oils at our gig tomorrow night in Camden, but we're going to do our best for
you, Rob. Well, you're going to need to, really, isn't it? So you're in Camden 10.
We are, yeah. We're at the top end of the high street, just outside the Tube. We're playing the Underworld tomorrow night, and we're on a band list of four or five with... our colleagues being Blue Zoo, who you might remember back from the 80s.
Definitely. So there's a lot of people coming back and they're putting new material together, which is I'm liking. I'm not liking this kind of rehashing. So there's a new album from Ultravox in the new year, but we're not going to go down that road at the moment. We're here about you guys. So who? So you're Nigel, and you are?
I'm Nigel. I play the keyboards, synths and keyboards, and write the ideas initially for the music and the songs and
excellent
before we turn it into what they become.
So you're you're one of the technical wizards of the band.
I don't know about that. It is technical, but I don't know if that's due to my ability or whether I really do know what I'm doing. I think I've got some idea.
Just trying to play you off against the vocalist, because no.
Well, he's the band's conscience. Actually, he tells us what we can and can't do and holds us to a tight line, Rob.
So you're looking forward to tomorrow night?
Oh yeah, fabulous. I mean, we're expecting to play to 400 or 500 people tomorrow night, and there's nothing like it when you're playing to a packed house.
Definitely. So how long have you guys been together then, as Project Rain?
I was the last member to join the band. Someone not here today because he's tucked up in bed. Simon Kinsler, our guitarist, was together with Nigel initially. Okay. And then they put me through the rigour of an audition about a year ago, and somehow I pulled it off. So we've been together, I guess, as a band, as a three, for about a year now.
Can you remember what songs you did for your audition?
Yeah, I can. I did a song called Waiting to Cross the Road, Rain, and State of Love, and two of those will be playing at the Underworld tomorrow night.
Oh, excellent. So you actually learnt the material beforehand, because a lot of people actually do the old route of actually doing other people's songs and think, well... That's good enough, but if you're trying to find someone who fits in the band,
absolutely.
How can you imagine it?
That's exactly what we did. We sent Nick some MP3s, asked him the lyric sheets, asked him to learn the songs, and he came along and auditioned the songs. Yeah, we wanted someone not only that was right for us in terms of fitting into the band, but you know, had the right style of voice, and someone we could get on with. but we ended up with Nick instead.
Yeah, but none of that came off, you see, Rob. So we got together. All the other guys didn't turn up, and so I got the gig. You know,
I was looking at some of your stuff online about influences, and it kind of, and I think one review said Depeche Mode meets Ultravox meets Suede. Do you like that connection?
It's an interesting connection, and I think that the reality is that the huge influences from, you know, kind of 80s synth culture, being, you know, Newman, Depeche Mode, that kind of thing. But Simon's love is Suede. So you can tell, really, I suppose, where that marriage actually comes together.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the influences, but it's always kind of a bit odd when people kind of, oh, they've got synthesizers, so they must like Depeche Mode. And it's like a lot of bands that are keyboard heavy, it's not always the case. There are more than one band out there, so you can hear certain nuances, but I don't think it's... You've definitely got a sound of your own. That's the main thing I can pick out from what you're playing.
I think we tried to, I suppose most bands try to do this, but we're trying as hard as anybody. We think that we've got a genre called indie neuromantic, because Simon's guitar on top of...